In the seventh spot, the center fielder, Kennedy Corona. Tommy Sacco Jr., the left fielder, hits eighth. And in the ninth spot, he's the catcher, Joe Hudson. On the bump tonight for the Space Cowboys is the right-hander, Tyler Ivey. As for Durham, this is how they line up tonight. Leading off is the center fielder, Chandler Simpson. Tanner Murray will follow him over at third, and Bob Seymour is at first, batting in the three spot. The shortstop is Carson Williams. He's the cleanup man this evening. Tristan Peters is out on the left. Jamie Westbrook is at second, batting sixth. In the seventh spot is the designated hitter, Kenny Piper. Trace Barrera behind the plate. And Drew Baker in the ninth spot is in right field. On the bump tonight for the Durham Bulls is the 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, Connor Siebold. Siebold was originally a third-round pick by the Phillies in 2017 out of Cal State Fullerton. He signed with Tampa Bay in the offseason after pitching last season in the Korean baseball organization with the Samsung Lions. So Quincy Hamilton will stand in from the left side on the first pitch to him, and Quincy takes, and that is a little elevated for a ball as we are off and running at 6:36 p.m. here in the Eastern time zone this evening. Thrilled you're spending part of your Wednesday night with us. The set by the right-hander Siebold in the delivery, and Hamilton fouls it straight back, and it's even at a ball and a strike now to Quincy. Well, Hamilton moving into the leadoff spot for the first time this season. It's a spot he occupied some last year with the Space Cowboys. The Sugarland primarily used three different leadoff batters last season. The kick and the 1-1 pitch, here it comes. And Hamilton, a high pop-up, foul ground first base side, calling for it is Seymour, straddling the line behind first base on the outfield. And he's there to squeeze it, technically in fair territory for out number one. Defensively, this is how Durham lines up this evening. It's Trace Barrera behind the plate. Bob Seymour, who just made that catch, is over at first base. Jamie Westbrook is at second. Tanner Murray at third. And Carson Williams is at short. Look at the outfield from left to right after the first offer to Shea Whitcomb. From the right-hander Siebold, here it is. And that is a little down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Tristan Peters is once again in left. Chandler Simpson is in center. Andrew Baker, who had that really remarkable catch, but also a scary moment where he ran into the wall in the right field corner, is in right again tonight. Whitcomb swings and misses at a fastball at 91. The count runs even at one ball and one strike to Shea. Well, Whitcomb won the game for the Space Cowboys last night. He delivered an RBI double in the third inning. It was the second two-bagger of the year for Whitcomb. And he picked up his first two RBIs. That was the only offense in the game last night. Seabold's 1-1. And Whitcomb fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. Almost has to be whiplash for the Space Cowboys tonight because Siebold is going to sit anywhere from about 90 to 92 with his fastball. Of course, last night, Joe Boyle was on the mound for the Durham Bulls, and he was sitting anywhere from 97 to 100 last night. The hold by Siebold, the pitch. And Shea tips it into the mitt of the catcher, Barrera, a slider that Whitcomb barely caught a piece of, but he strikes out for out number two. First punch out of the night for Siebold. Last season in the KBO, Siebold made 28 starts, went 11-6 with a 3.43 ERA. He threw 160 innings last year over in Korea. 29-year-old from Laguna Hills, California. Here's Guillorme, and the first pitch to him, called a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Dan Merzel is our home plate umpire tonight. He's a major league umpire, so as a result, we will not have the challenge system implemented in this evening's game. The 0-1. High and away, it's even at a ball and a strike to Guillorme. Rest of our four-man umpiring crew, our crew chief Tyler Jones is over at third. Tom Fornarola is at second. And it's Trevor Matthews over at first. Base is empty for Sugarland with two gone here in a scoreless top of the first. And the righty Connor Siebold kicks home. And Guillorme watches a backdoor changeup, outer half for a strike. And it's 1-2 now to Guillorme. A fourth game for Guillorme. He got the Sunday off against Oklahoma City. He's hit safely in each of his first three games with the Space Cowboys. Here's the 1-2. And he bends back from a pitch a little in. That fastball was at 92. And so the count has gone even at two balls and two strikes to Guillorme. It's about as close as you can get without that pitch actually being a strike. Right-hander Siebold holds, and the 2-2. Guillorme takes way inside that time. Another fastball, and the count has run full. Bryce Matthews is waiting on deck for the Space Cowboys. Space Cowboys in their road gray jerseys tonight. Navy sleeves, Space Cowboys in navy lettering outlined in vice blue across the front. The 3-2 pitch, and Guillorme spoils the back foul. Gray pants, orange piping down the side of the Navy caps for Sugarland. After being in their home white jerseys last night, Durham is in their dark blue jerseys this evening. They have Bull City and orange script lettering across the front outlined in white. Orange numbers on the back of those blue jerseys. Payoff pitch, another foul by Guillorme, so he's about to see his eighth offering of this at bat. White pants on tonight for Durham. They've got navy piping down the sides. They have white fronted caps with black backs and orange bills and the signature blue D with the bull coming out of it on the front. The payoff delivery, and Guillorme takes ball four. So Guillorme has reached safely in all four games that he's appeared in with the Space Cowboys as Sugarland draws their 30th walk of the season. These Cowboys might come into today with the second lowest batting average in the Pacific Coast League, but they entered play today with the most walks of any team in AAA. Remember, we're the only level that is currently playing right now. AA will get going on Friday night. Here's Matthews, and the first pitch to him. Slider cuts the inner half for a strike. Now Sugarland now 30 walks to lead AAA. Meanwhile, Sugarland's pitching staff did not issue a walk in last night's game. That's the second time they've done that this year. 0-1. Matthews cuts through a fastball at 92, and it's quickly an 0-2 hole to Bryce. Guillorme on at first after his two-out walk. No score, Space Cowboys and Durham Bulls. Here in the top of the first inning at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Right-hander Siebel checks over to Guillorme at first. And now after a long hold, the 2-2. And Matthews fouls it back, stays alive in the at-bat. But Bryce held hitless in last night's game, but he drew a walk in the third inning, stole second, and then scored on that double from Whitcomb. Otherwise, he was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. So Matthews is now 2-for-16 in the early going on the season, but he has walked three times. The hold and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. He got him on a slider. So Matthews strikes out, and the Space Cowboys get a walk, but they strand a man. We head to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Sugarland Space Cowboys nothing, and the Durham Bulls coming to bat next on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill, and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugarland Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugarland, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugarland, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Space Cowboys held off the board in the top of the first inning. So the right-hander Tyler Ivey will take the mound for Sugarland. First time that Ivey is appearing in an official professional game since May 8th of 2022. The 6'4", 195-pound right-hander makes his return to the mound tonight for the Space Cowboys. He gets the left-handed hitting Chandler Simpson to lead it off. And Ivy down to the belt as he kicks home. And the pitch is taken. A fastball, 92 for a called strike to Simpson. And Tyler Ivy, after 1,060 days away, has officially recorded a pitch in AAA. Down to the belt, the 0-1. High fly ball down the left field line and foul ground. Guillorme giving chase over near the tarp. Climbs the tarp a little bit, but that's well onto the concourse and foul. And Simpson is in an 0-2 hole. Ivy, 28 years old, from Rowlett, Texas. He was a third-round pick by the Astros in 2017 out of Grayson Junior College. Debuted with the Astros in May of 2021, his only appearance at the big league level. Right-hander readies, and here's the 0-2. And Simpson lines this into center. That sends back Corona, but he's got space to make a running catch chest high, and that is out number one. Defensively behind Ivy tonight, it's Joe Hudson behind the dish. Shea Whitcomb is over at first. Zach Short, the second baseman. Luis Guillorme mans the hot corner. And Bryce Matthews is at short. Kennedy Corona just made that catch in center. Tommy Sacco Jr. is in left field. And Quincy Hamilton is out in right. So with one out and the bases empty in a scoreless game, here's Tanner Murray. As Ivy, with that slightly herky-jerky windup, brings it home. And a fastball misses a little high as Murray was showing a bunt, but takes wide for ball one. Well, for those unfamiliar with Tyler Ivey's story, after he debuted with the Astros in 2021, he missed most of the rest of the season. 1-0, ground ball, right side and through. That's a base hit for Murray. Got a slider that caught a little bit too much of the plate, and Murray lashes it the opposite way, and his remarkable start to the season continues. As Murray, after getting a hit last night and a hit tonight, is now 9 for his last 19 in four games to start this year. But for Ivy, when he had debuted with the Astros in 2021, back in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is right around where Rowlett is, as the set and the first offer to Seymour. And a breaking ball is lobbed down the right field line, but foul out in front of a curve. And it's 0-1 to Seymour. But Ivy revealed that he had been dealing with pain in his elbow since about 2019. Ended up missing most of the remainder of the year. And then at the start of 2022, he was designated for assignment by the Astros. As the 0-1 is high and away with the changeup, it's even at 1-1. Now, he entered 2022 as the Astros' number 7 prospect if you went by Baseball America. But after he was outrighted to Sugar Land on April 10th, he ended up making 5 appearances and pitched to a 10.38 ERA with Sugar Land. Pitches low and in here. And it's 2 balls and a strike to Bob Seymour. His last appearance with the Space Cowboys was on May 8th. It was Mother's Day, through 2 1/3 innings of relief. And after the game, he walked into manager Mickey Storey's office and informed him that he was retiring. The 2-1. And that is fouled off the handle of the bat for Seymour. And the counting ends up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And by all accounts, it was a very amicable parting of ways. And the Astros obviously retained Ivy's contractual rights. About 3 days after he retired, Dusty Baker, who obviously was managing the Astros and would lead them to their second World Series title that year, called Ivy. The hold and the 2-2. He is shot the other way foul by the left-handed batter Seymour. And when Baker reached out, Ivy was in the middle of a workout, but he picked up. And Dusty Baker told him, well, sometimes you need a break, and the body has a way of healing itself. And if you ever get the call, go ahead and pick up the phone. Ivy holds here in the 2-2. And Seymour splinters his bat. A slow roller to second. Picked up by Whitcomb. Throw to second for one. Ivy covering at first. They got him. Splintered bat and all. Shea Whitcomb with a backhanded pick. Throws to second. And then Ivy hustles over and covers first to work around a one-out single and turn a double play. We move on to the second inning here on this Wednesday night in Durham. And we're scoreless between the Sugar Land Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body, At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Scoreless as we start the bottom of the top of the second inning between the Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. Zach Short will lead it off for Sugarland against the right-hander Connor Siebold, who worked around a two-out walk to throw a scoreless first inning. Short deep in the box as he waits. And the first offer. And Short watches as a slider hits the bottom of the zone for a called strike. Well, Zach Short has now walked eight times in his first four games with the Sugarland Space Cowboys. He's drawn at least two walks in every game. 1-0 on the inner edge, missed. And it's even at one ball and one strike. That's the most walks in AAA so far. Short has been an on-base machine for Sugarland. He has walked in half of his plate appearances. Next pitch. And a ground ball up the middle. Ranging over behind second is Westbrook. Throws a little wide. Seymour stretches up the first baseline, but holds the bag with his right toe. And Short is retired for out number one.
Here's a number 18, Cesar Sandoval.
Now, Siebold is the latest example for how going over and pitching in Korea can really reinvigorate your career. Made his major league debut in 2021 with the Boston Red Sox. Salazar waiting. And the first pitch to him. And Salazar fouls it back for a strike. Only made one appearance for the Red Sox that year. But then he made five starts with Boston in 2022. Over 18 and a third innings, he gave up 23 earned runs. Didn't get much better in 2023. Salazar lines this back to the netting, and it's quickly 0-2 to Sally. Did make 27 appearances, 13 starts with the Rockies, but pitched to a 7.52 ERA at altitude in Colorado. Right-hander readies. And his 0-2. Salazar takes up and away. Ball one to Sesser. Put up those great numbers in Korea, though. And showing that he could be an innings eater as well by throwing 160 frames that year. The 1-2 delivery. And Salazar just nicks a piece of it to stay alive. Of course, obviously pitched a little bit at Albuquerque as well. Whenever he was in the Rockies organization. And in eight games there, about the exact same results as in the big leagues. He went 1-2 with a 7.47 ERA. 1-2 delivery. Salazar takes strike three called. Knee-high fastball at 92. And that's the third strikeout of the night for Siebold. Two gone in the inning now for Kennedy Corona. Well, we had an abundance of strikeouts last night. Each team punched out 16 times in the ballgame last night. Season high for both the Space Cowboys batters and for Space Cowboys pitching. First off for Corona, swings and misses at a slider for strike one. The Space Cowboys held to just two hits in the ballgame last night, but they came away with a victory thanks to great pitching. The 0-1. And Corona tips it foul. And it's 0-2 now to Kennedy. Base is empty. Infield plays with a right-hander to pull. Shortstop Williams is very deep. Way back at third is Murray. The 0-2. That's a little wide with a slider. That goes to 1-2 now to Corona. Tommy Sacco Jr. waiting on deck for Sugarland. Seampole bent over the waist, now straightens up, operating from the third base side of the slab. He strides home with a 1-2. The breaking ball is up and in. Corona lifted the arms up and took and around his chest. And it evens the count at 2-2. Siebel delivers. And a 2-2 is once again inside. Fastball at 92 that time, and the count has run full. Now, still no Jacob Melton in the lineup for the Space Cowboys. And obviously, Pedro Leon starting the year on the IL. 3-2. Grounder up the middle. Coming on is Williams. Collects and throws quickly. That's in time to get Corona sprinting down the line by about a step. Space Cowboys go in order in the top of the second. That sends us to the bottom of the second inning. It's now, or it's still scoreless between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
No scores. We start at the bottom of the second inning between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. Tyler Ivey faced the minimum thanks to a beautifully turned 3-6-1 double play. In the first, he gets Carson Williams to lead it off as Ivey strides home. And a first pitch overhand curve misses a little tight and potentially high to the right-handed batter for ball one. Ivey just 11 pitches, 8 strikes in the first inning. The next offer. And Williams thought about it and holds off on another curve, and it's another high and tight offering. And the count goes even at, or goes to 2 balls and no strikes now. The batter Williams. Ivy bends down and deals. And a fastball that time at 91 is a strike. It goes to 2-1. Williams in the game last night, 1-for-4. He singled in the 7th. Moved to second on a pass ball and then stole third, but was left stranded by Bennett Sousa. 2-1 fastball, ripped through and miss. And so Ivy tried to go off speed for his first two pitches, missed, and has just gone heater-heater on back-to-back pitches to Carson Williams, the number 8 prospect in baseball if you go by MLB Pipeline. Here's the 2-2. He missed low and away, overthrew a fastball that time. count is full now to Williams, with Tristan Peters left-handed batting left fielder on deck. Ivy out from the chest, now down to the belt, the pail. And that is a little low with a fastball at 92 for ball four. So Williams works the leadoff walk. Overcast skies here in Durham today. 73 degrees. It was pretty cool this morning, down in the 50s. The sun broke out in the middle of the afternoon, but it's overcast now. We are expecting it to warm up over the next couple of days. So now it's Peters from the left side. And the first offer. And that time a curveball lands at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Second appearance for Ivy with the Space Cowboys. This obviously the first in an official capacity. Remember, he threw back at Daikin Park 8 days ago on Tuesday of last week. Next pitch is fouled back with a change. And it's quickly 0-2 now to Peters. Pitched in long relief of A.J. Blueball that evening. And ended up going 3 2/3 innings through just shy of 80 pitches. And he will step off here. The hold by Ivy, and a pickoff throw to first, gets away from Whitcomb, goes trickling down into the bullpen. Williams pops up, it's a long run to get to it, and he slams on the brakes at second as it is picked up by short, and the throw to third will hold Williams to one base. It really looked like Williams might have had a chance to get around to third base, but he stopped as he got about a quarter of a turn past the bag. Some of the fans are chiding Luis Guillorme over at third, and in all good fun, he's having a slight conversation with them. Savannah at second now after the error. And the pitch. And this is hit over towards first, backhanded by Whitcomb, underhands to a covering Ivy, who gets there a step in front of Williams. That goes 3-1 on the putout. But it does move Williams over to third. And an RBI chance now for Jamie Westbrook. No score, Space Cowboys and Durham Bulls. With one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Infield will draw in now against Westbrook. Ivy delivers. And a fastball, a little below the zone at 92 for ball number one. So we're talking about Ivy and the fact that he had retired from baseball in 2022. So the question is, how is he back on the mound today? 1-0. Westbrook fouls it straight back. He was done with pitching and was done with baseball. He tuned into the Astros a little bit during their postseason runs, but that was about all for Ivy. But then last year, he had a friend who asked him if he would volunteer coach a high school summer baseball team in Sherman. 1-1. That is a little high. And then from there, he ended up helping coach the Sherman Shadowcats in the Mid-Atlantic League, a collegiate summer wooden bat league. Hold on the 2-1. Breaking ball nipped foul by Westbrook. On the count, evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And so Ivy was helping coach a little bit, serving as a pitching volunteer assistant. And then there was one day, as will sometimes happen in some of these collegiate summer leagues and independent leagues, where his team was short on pitching. The hold and the 2-2. And Westbrook pops it up. Right side of the diamond, foul ground. Whitcomb angling back near the bullpen. He makes the catch for the out. Williams jogs like he's coming down the third baseline. But he will have to stay put at third. So an unproductive out for Jamie Westbrook as he fouls out over on the right side. And with two gone, it'll be Kenny Piper. But on the occasion whenever the Sherman Shadowcats were lacking in starting pitching, the coach for the team asked Ivy if he could start for them one day. First off for Curve, drops in for a strike. That's a hammer right in there for Ivy. 0-1 now to Piper. No score. Space Cowboys and Bulls with two outs and a man on third for Durham here in the bottom of the second inning. Ivy readies. And the 0-1. Fastball a little up and in. And so Ivy, whenever he was asked if he could start, he essentially rolled out of bed that morning, played catch a little bit, and then he struck out all three batters that he faced. And his velocity had come back. He was around 88 miles an hour. 1-1. Breaking ball bounced over towards the dugout that houses Durham on the third base side, scattering the players down at the far side of the dugout. It's 1-2 now to Piper. Ivy trying to pitch out of a jam here in the bottom of the second inning. Williams reached on a walk, moved to second on an error, and advanced on a ground out. Ivy sets, and the 1-2. Fastball high, 93 on that one. The count evens up at 2-2 now to Piper. But Ivy, after he made that appearance, his elbow felt good, his body felt good, which it hadn't for the last several years that he had been pitching in the minors, and decided to come back to baseball. 2-2, fastball is high, and so the count has run full now to Piper. And because the Astros retained his contractual rights after he had retired, came to spring training this year with Houston. 3-2 pitch, and that is low and outside with a curveball. So Piper works the walk. Second walk issued in this inning by Ivy. The men on the edges with two outs still bring up Trace Barrera. Ivy pitching on the minor league side of things in camp all throughout the course of this offseason, but built up to where he is in as a starter for the Space Cowboys. He's about to throw his 32nd pitch of the night, so this will be his 21st of this second inning. First offer home to Barrera, and that is low with a curve for ball one. Inning started with a walk to Williams. A failed pickoff attempt allowed him to move around to second. A ground out by Tristan Peters, but then a pop out by Jamie Westbrook and a walk to Piper. Fastball's up and in. It's two balls and no strikes now to Barrera. Ivy sets and here's his 2-0. Fastball strike 93. Very top of the zone in the inner edge to Barrera. And it goes to 2-1. The hold in the 2-1. Swing and a miss. The count goes even at 2-2. Barrera from Eagle Pass, Texas. A former sixth round pick by the Nationals in 2016 out of the University of Texas. Last played in the major leagues with the Cardinals a couple of years back when he appeared in six games in 2023. 2-2, swung on and missed. And Ivy collects his first punch out of the night. He strands two men on base and sends us to the third. It's scoreless between Sugar Land and Durham on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Leading off the Space Cowboys, the left fielder number 14, Tommy Sacco Jr.
No score as we start the third inning. Space Cowboys and Durham Bulls. 8-9-1 due up for Sugarland. Tommy Sacco Jr. leads it off. Bat from the left side against the right-hander Connor Siebold, who delivers a slider knee-high for his strike. It's 0-1. Space Cowboys have gotten one base runner in the first couple of innings. That was a walk to Luis Guillorme. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. And now it's 0-2. So as a result, Durham has now thrown 8 1/3 hitless innings against the Space Cowboys. Their last hit came in the third inning of last night's game. It was obviously the game winner by Shea Whitcomb, 0-2. And Sacco fouls it off, so he stays alive at 0-2. Sacco was held hitless in last night's game. Now 2-for-10 on this season with a triple and RBI, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. Siebold readies, and the 0-2. Fastball, strike three called, knee high. So that's the fourth punch out of the night for Siebold.
Catcher, number 23, Joe Hudson.
Well, this is a reunion for Joe Hudson, who had maybe one of his best minor league seasons when he was here with the Durham Bulls a couple of years back in 2022. He takes a first pitch strike on the inner edge. It is 0-1. Ended up spending the entire season here in AAA, due in part to the fact that at the deadline, the Tampa Bay Rays went out and traded and got Christian Bethencourt. So there was no real opportunity for him to play. That season, 49 games, he hit 3 doubles, but 11 home runs, a minor league career high. It's a little weak tapper here, coming on as Siebold collects, throws low, and it's not picked out by Seymour at first, and Hudson is going to reach. A little tapper that traveled about 20 feet in front of home, and with a catcher running, Hudson's got decent speed, but still a catcher, and that was just a low throw that Seymour couldn't dredge out. I think they have ruled that as an E3 on Seymour. Space Cowboys still don't have a hit tonight, but they do have a base runner with one out as the lineup turns over to Quincy Hamilton. First pitch to him. And Quincy skies it back of home foul for strike number one. No, they have scored that as an E1, which makes considerably more sense. Pitch on the way. And another foul ball left side. And it didn't feel right to punish the fact that he couldn't dig out the offering there on a low one-hopping throw from Siebel. Space Cowboys will take it, though, as they've got a man on with one out here in a scoreless top of the third. And Siebold will take his disengagement, one of the two, and call time here. Flags are fluttering a little bit, blowing towards left field this evening at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The hold by Siebold, the 0-2. And Hamilton, one-handed finish as he swings through a changeup. Fifth strikeout of the night for Siebold.
First baseman, number 10, Shea Whitcomb.
So the two out, Shea Whitcomb, who delivered the only offense of the night last night for the Space Cowboys, will try and get a two-out rally going. He's a strikeout victim, his first time up on a slider. Here comes Siebold's 44th offering of the night. Pitch on the way. And Shea takes a called strike, letter high. Fastball at 90 miles an hour, it's 0-1. Of course, the bet this week is who can be the player that can hit the bull, the trademark bull that is down the left field line here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Next offer, Whitcomb fouls it back. And so it's quickly 0-2 to Shea. Famously here, if you hit the bull, you win a stake. And then below the bull, they have the grass it's standing on. It says, hit grass, win salad. That's only 303 down the left field line, but there's a daunting 30-foot wall that you have to hit it over, and then even higher to get to the bull. The 0-2. And Whitcomb swings and tips it in and out of the mitt of the catcher, Barrera. Of course, Joe Hudson is over at first. He did hit the bull whenever he was a player here in 2022. Player gets a $100 gift card to the steakhouse that sponsors the bull out there in left. And, of course, in the sixth inning every night, they light the bull where it's got smoke and steam that comes out of its nose and the eyes glow red. The 0-2. Whitcomb thought about it but holds off on a slider that's in the opposite batter's box. In talking with the folks here, though, even though in the movie Bull Durham, an opposing player hit the bull and won a stake, that's not the case. Opposing players hit it. Sorry. Nothing for your troubles other than your home run. 1-2 is fouled straight back. And so we'll stay at 1-2 now to Whitcomb. But one of the most iconic, if not arguably the most iconic franchises in minor league baseball here in Durham. Obviously the history dating back over 100 years. The first pro baseball played in this town was in 1902. The hole in the 1-2. And Whitcomb fouls it off of Barrera's mask. And so it'll stay at 1-2 to Whitcomb. Of course, back in 1902, when they started up, they were the Durham Tobaccoists. No surprises, we're on Tobacco Road. 1-2 is low and outside with a slider, and the count evens up at 2-2. They were owned by W.G. Branham, part of the North Carolina League. But after 1 year, they ceased operation, and baseball didn't return here to Durham until 1913. 2-2 offer, and Whitcomb strikes out swinging. Fastball up and in, so Siebold has a man reach on his own error. But he strikes out the side, and Connor Siebold has K'd six over three scoreless innings. And Sugarland has now been held hitless over their last 9 1/3 innings of play. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Scoreless between Sugarland and Durham on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Last of the third inning. No score between the Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. Right-hander Tyler Ivey back out for a third frame of work. Gets the nine-hole hitter Drew Baker. Right-handed batting right fielder waits. And Ivey kicks it home. And a swing and a foul back for strike number one. Ivey had to work in the second inning. He ended up throwing 25 pitches, 13 strikes. Walked a couple and had an error that he failed to pick off a runner. But got a strikeout of Trace Barrera to lead both runners 0-1. He's hit in the air out into right field. Hamilton coming over, angling towards the line and making a running catch, still on his feet just before he moves into foul territory and goes jogging over the bullpen mound for the Space Cowboys. It's a flyout for out number one in the inning. So already you feel like this is a great success for Ivy. He's thrown up zeros in his first two and a third innings back with Sugarland. Now it's back to the top of the order and Chandler Simpson. First pitch to him, and Ivy lands a curveball a little outside. Well, that looked like it was right on the outer half, and it was, but it is called a ball. The hold and the 1-0. A little inside with a fastball. Of course, we say that we are positioned off to the first base side, but StatCast had that as a strike. Ivy the 2-0. Fastball lined into center. Corona, though, angling over. Has it easily enough in straightaway center. One-handed squeeze. Out number two. And it'll bring up Tanner Murray, who has the only hit of this game for either side. No score, Space Cowboys and Durham Bulls here in the bottom of the third inning. As Murray stands in. First offer on the way. And the curveball misses inside. One ball and no strikes to Murray. Murray was doubled up whenever Bob Seymour hit into a 3-6-1 inning-ending double play back in the first. Ivy strides home. And a curveball, bottom of the zone for a strike. And that was one where, because we were positioned over here, we're almost level with first base with where our broadcast booth is here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The 1-1 delivery. Line down the left field line, and that'll get into the corner fair. Murray around first, heading for second. Here's the throw, but it is late. Murray stumbles, but he holds the bag. And Tanner Murray has both hits tonight for the Bulls. He's at second with a sliding double. For Murray, that goes down as his second double of the season. Just a changeup that was left over the heart of the plate. Murray was able to drive it. But from where we were positioned, we were able to see that Whitcomb on that double play against Seymour back in the first had a very tight angle to throw to Bryce Matthews at second, but he was able to, and then Ivy did a great job covering over to first. Pitch on the way, and Seymour takes down low. Hudson has it get out of his glove and go trickling away, and that's going to allow for Murray to advance down to third base. So, pass ball called that time on Joe Hudson. Pitch was off the outer edge, and Hudson just didn't squeeze it cleanly. 1-0. Check swing, doesn't matter. That fastball finds the outer corner for a strike. It's even at 1-1. Seymour came up to AAA last season and was dynamic in his time with the Bulls. The kick and the offer. Low and in. It's 2-1. This follows in a litany of players that have come up through the minors for the Rays and continue to excel. You think a couple of years ago, Kyle Manzardo, who was traded over to Cleveland and is now in that organization. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, elevated fastball. The count evens up at 2-2. Jonathan Aranda, who's obviously the starting first baseman now for Tampa Bay. But last year for Seymour, in 57 games at AAA, he hit .269 with 7 doubles and 19 homers. He drove in 44. The pitch taken high and away. And the count has run full now to Seymour with Carson Williams waiting on deck. So Seymour now 4 for 17 in the early goings of the season with an RBI, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Payoff pitch. Popped in the air and way out of play, foul. That might leave the confines of the stadium, and it does. Stadium is pretty much enclosed by some 3- and 4-story brick buildings all around this area here at Durham Bulls Athletic Ballpark. Stadium lights starting to take effect. The payoff. And Ivy gets a half swing. Seymour goes around, tagged by Hudson, and Tyler Ivy gets his second strikeout of the night. Both of them have been to strand a man at third. We move on to the fourth inning. Tyler Ivy has thrown 3 scoreless innings, and we are scoreless between Sugar Land and Durham on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
No score between Sugarland and Durham as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Remember to join us for Championship Weekend coming up next weekend as the Sugarland Space Cowboys take on the Albuquerque Isotopes with a championship jersey replica giveaway and then a championship ring giveaway. Of course, Championship Weekend presented by Visit Sugarland. Get your tickets at SLSpaceCowboys.com. Luis Guillorme takes the first pitch fastball for a called strike by Connor Siebold. It's 0-1. Well, Siebold, in 3 innings of work, has struck out 6, walked 1, has not allowed a hit, and let a man reach on an error. The 0-1. Guillorme watches off the plate. It's even at 1-1. And Sugarland has now officially been no-hit by Durham for 9 1/3 innings, dating back to last night's game. The last hit Sugarland got was Shea Whitcomb's double in the third that won them the game last night as Guillorme fouls this one off. These Cowboys have only put the ball in play 4 times this evening against the right-hander Siebold. 1-2 to Guillorme. Way inside, he has to lift the feet up and goes stepping over home plate a little bit. The count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillorme did reach his last time up. He walked, so he has reached base safely in all 4 games that he's appeared in with the Space Cowboys. The hold by Siebold, and here's his 2-2 delivery. Guillorme fouls it back. Guillorme put together an 8-pitch battle before he worked his walk back in the first inning. Meanwhile, Sugarland has gotten 3 shutout innings from Tyler Ivey today as he has worked around 2 hits and stranded a couple of walks as well. Another 2-2, here it comes. Guillorme steps back from an inner edge fastball, and the count has run full now. The third baseman for Sugarland, Bryce Matthews, to follow him, and then Zach Short in the 5 spot tonight for Sugarland. No batting gloves for Guillorme as he waits, and the payoff. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him. 7 strikeouts now for Connor Siebold, including 3 in a row and 4 of the last 5 and 5 of the last 7. So Sugarland just looking for something to try and generate some offense. And it'll be Bryce Matthews to bat for the Space Cowboys. First pitch to him is a little inside with the slider. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bryce, whenever he has gotten on the bases over his last 3 games, has successfully stolen 3 bases in 3 tries. 1-0. Swing and a miss over a fastball, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Matthews now in his AAA career is a perfect 6-for-6 in stolen bases. That's over 16 games. Obviously got into 12 regular season games with Sugarland at the end of last year. Hits this one in the air out into left, but it looks like it came off the end of the bat, and coming on a few steps to make a one-handed squeeze above his cap is Tristan Peters. Well, it's contact. The Space Cowboys still don't have a hit for the last 10 innings. With 2 outs, it's Zach Short. Right-handed action has just gotten up and started for Durham out in their bullpen. So Siebold north of 60 pitches. This might be his last inning. As Short pops it up, foul ground first base side, tracking over. But watching this go into the stands is Seymour, the first baseman. Strike 1 to Short. Short grounded out up the middle to Jamie Westbrook his last time up back in the second inning. No score, Space Cowboys and Durham Bulls. Here in the top of the 4th inning at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The 0-1. And Short swings and misses at a fastball. Little up and in, and it's 0-2. The hold and the 0-2 pitch. And Short thought about it, holds off, and takes inside with a fastball. Well, about 3 out of the 4 members of Durham's infield thought that was strike 3. But instead, it's 1 to Short. Now the next offer. That one is up and in as well. Barrera tried to freeze it on the top corner, but it missed. The count's drawn level at 2-2 to Short. The next offer. And Short golfs this one out into left center. Peter is coming racing on. He reaches out and a diving catch. He makes it out in left center. Oh, and it is all going wrong for the Space Cowboys bats right now. They cannot buy a hit as they have been held without one for the last 10 1/3 innings. However, it is still scoreless as we head to the bottom of the 4th inning between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Scoreless as we start the bottom of the fourth inning between Sugarland and Durham. Tyler Ivey back out for a fourth inning of work. He gets Carson Williams, right-handed batter, to lead it off. And the first pitch is popped up into center. Corona was back. Now will come on a few easy gliding steps and make the catch over his cap for out number one. 52 pitches now on the evening for Ivey. 31 of them have been for strikes. He has struck out a couple, and that has been two really pivotal strikeouts. He had a man at third and two outs an inning ago and got a punch out of Bob Seymour, and he had men on the edges with two outs in the second and struck out Trace Barrera. Here's Tristan Peters, and the first pitch to him misses wide with a fastball. That was at 89 that time for ball number one. Ivey has had to throw up zeros. Space Cowboys are still searching for their first hit tonight. Pitch on the way. Down low, it is even. It's two balls and no strikes now to Tristan Peters. The Space Cowboys' last hit for them came in the third inning of last night's ballgame. 2-0. Peters takes high. It's 3-0. Right-handed batting Jamie Westbrook waiting on deck. Here's the 3-0 pitch. And Peters checks the swing. He got a piece of it to foul it off. It's 3-1 now to Peters. The hold and the 3-1 from Ivey. And that is bounced up the middle, right to Guillaume, down to an E as he gobbles it up, fires to Whitcomb and brings it in for the out. That was sharply struck, 101.7 off the bat. But Guillaume, one of the best defensive infielders in baseball, right there to glove it for out number two. That'll bring up Jamie Westbrook, and there's no action right now in the Space Cowboys bullpen. So Ivey is in good shape for the moment. First offer to Westbrook, and a levitating curveball misses high. It's one ball and no strikes. Now Westbrook is a great example of a guy who just kept on chipping away and finally made it to the major leagues. 1-0. Rip and a miss on a fastball. It's even at 1-1. Westbrook was drafted out of Basha High School in Chandler, Arizona in 2013 by the Arizona Diamondbacks. He was a fifth-round pick by Arizona. The set and the 1-1 delivery. Low and out, it's 2-1. Climbed his way up through the Diamondbacks organization. But for a little while there, he kind of topped out at Double A. He made it to Double A and his third full season. Curveball is bounced foul over on the third base side. But after playing in 122 games at Double A in 2016, played in 104 in 2017, 107 of his 114 games in 2018, and then 98 of his 128 games in 2019. Now, he did make it to Reno in 2019. The set and the 2-2 comes home from Ivey. And Westbrook strikes out swinging. Tyler Ivey collects his third punch out of the night as he's retired the last four in a row and has thrown four shutout innings for Sugarland. We move to the fifth. Still no score between the Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
We begin the fifth inning on this Wednesday night in Durham, North Carolina on Tobacco Road. The Space Cowboys scoreless with the Durham Bulls. Night is over for Connor Siebold after four innings. We'll give way to the new right-hander, Antonio Menendez, who gets Cesar Salazar to lead it off for Sugarland. First pitch, and Salazar hoists up the hands and takes inside for a ball. It's 1-0. So final line tonight for Siebold. Four innings, no hits, a walk, and seven strikeouts. Next delivery, and Salazar skies it out into shallow right center. Westbrook backing up. He's called off by the shortstop, Williams. He makes a one-handed catch over his left side for out number one. For Siebold tonight, 66 pitches, 46 of them were strikes. And he'll bring up Kennedy Corona. So for the Space Cowboys, their hitless streak has now reached 10 and two-thirds innings. They haven't gotten a hit since the third inning of last night's game, which they did win 2-0. First offer, and Corona shows bunt, pulls back, and it's still called to strike knee high. With a spinning slider, it's 0-1. And with that, the third baseman Murray is cheating into the cut of the infield grass as the next pitch. And that is off the glove of Barrera. Nobody on base, so it just goes trickling to the backstop with no issue. And it's even at 1-1. Now Bob Seymour, the first baseman, with his toes just shy of the infield grass, has the 1-1. And Corona swinging away, fouls it back. And now you would imagine Corona, with two strikes, won't attempt to bunt. So the infield defense backs up for the Bulls. Left fielder Peters is very deep in left field. He's only about three steps in front of the warning track in relatively straightaway left. 1-2. He is a little low. Really good-looking slider that misses downstairs. And StatCast actually had that as a strike, but remember, because we have a Major League umpire tonight, there is no challenge. The set on the next offer, way low and outside from the submariner Antonio Menendez. Menendez, when he fires, it's down below his belt. So he is a true submarine pitcher. 6'4", 215-pound right-hander delivers. And Corona takes, and that is inside for ball four. So the Space Cowboys get their second walk of the night. And Sugarland has the leadoff man on for the first time this evening.
Left fielder, number 14.
Excuse me, with one out, Corona reaches. So man on for Tommy Sacco Jr. Menendez was a 14th round pick by the Rays in 2021 out of Wake Forest. There goes Corona. 0-1. Down low, the throw to second, a little wide. Corona tries to swim, but he overruns the bag, and he's tagged out. So Corona going on the first pitch. It was borderline a pitch out to Sacco batting from the left side. And actually, it was a pitch out. The throw was right there to where if Corona would have slid into the bag, instead of trying to swim to the backside, he would have gone right into the tag. He's still caught stealing 2-6, and they're two outs now. On ball one to Sacco, who grounds this one up the middle and through. And a base hit for Tommy Sacco Jr. And that ends a streak of 11 hitless innings for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. A little dribbler back up the middle by Sacco, but it is a single. So now we'll see if the Space Cowboys can string it together and get something rolling with Joe Hudson. First pitch home, and Hudson watches this miss inside. For Menendez, this is his second outing at AAA. He made one appearance over the weekend against the Norfolk Tides. 1-0 is popped up. Mask off for Barrera, but that'll be into the metal shell that covers the grandstand. Menendez pitched back on Saturday night against Norfolk. 1 2/3 shutout innings without a walk, and he struck out one. Spent the entirety of last year with AA Montgomery. 1-1 on the way, and Hudson takes a slider that misses low and in from the submariner Menendez. And it's 2-1 now. Hudson reached on an error by Connor Siebold. It was one of really two mistakes that Siebold made all night. No score between the Space Cowboys and the Bulls as this one is driven in the air to right field. That sends back Baker, but he plants his feet well shy of the warning track, comes in a step, and makes the catch for the last out. Space Cowboys get a hit. They strand a man. And we move to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home, scoreless between Sugarland and Durham on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the fifth inning at Durham Bulls Athletic Park in Durham, North Carolina. On a Wednesday night, Space Cowboys scoreless with the Durham Bulls as the right-hander Tyler Ivey comes back out for the bottom of the fifth. He'll get the bottom third of the order. Kenny Piper, Trace Barrera, Andrew Baker, the three scheduled to hit. Ivey about to throw his 63rd pitch of the night. He has struck out three this evening. First offer on the way. And a fastball misses above the zone at 90. For ball number one. Now, Ivy used a double play to get out of a single in the first. Stranded two in the second and left a man on third in the third. Misses down low with a breaking offering there. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes to Piper, who walked his last time up back in the second. 2-0 comes home. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-1. So when a return to the mound for Ivy, not only to be pitching in a professional game for the first time in nearly 3 years, but to do it at the AAA level. 2-1 delivery. High, and the count has gone to 3-1, and it's a game where the Space Cowboys have needed him to throw up zeros. Sugarland finally got their first hit of the ball game in the top of this fifth inning. They've gotten a couple of other base runners, but just one hit. 3-1 is high, ball four. So Piper works his second walk of the night. Third overall issued by Ivy. Brings up the catcher, Trace Barrera, and with that, Brody Rodning, the left-hander, has gotten up and started throwing for Sugarland in their bullpen. So Ivy, at 67 pitches, might be nearing the end of his evening. Third baseman Guillaume Innestep. In the event, Barrera tries to bunt the runner over. First pitch. And instead, that's up around the elbow of the right-handed batting catcher, Barrera. It's 1-0. Barrera, a strikeout victim his last time up. In the third, it was the first strikeout of Ivy's night. 1-0. Floating curveball, but that misses. See where StatCat had that pitch. And it was just barely above the zone. It's 2-0. Next offer from Ivy. In there for a strike. Fastball at 92. For Barrera, he did not play in affiliated baseball in 2024. He played down in Mexico for Toros de Tijuana. The 2-1 takes a strike at the top of the zone, and the count evens up. The Rays signed him to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training just a couple of days before pitchers and catchers reported on February 10th. Ivy's 2-2. Barrera fouls it back. Barrera played in a career-high 30 games with the Nationals back in 2021. Two-two. Little grounder over to third. Guillaume has it. Quick throw to second for one on to first. Twin killing. Ivy erases the leadoff walk with his second double play of the night. Curveball that was a little off the plate, and he got Barrera to roll over on it. And it turns into an around-the-horn 5-4-3 double play. So the two outs hits Drew Baker. Ivy trying to finish off five innings tonight. First pitch on the way. And Baker takes fastball at 91 at the bottom of the zone. Ivy now at 74 pitches on the evening. Right-hander in half-length navy sleeves. Down to the belt, the 0-1 offer. Curveball grounded over to the third base side. Charging on, Matthews bobbles it. And that's going to allow for Baker to reach. Matthews came on, and on an in-between hop, had it kick off the heel of his glove as he went to scoop it. That'll be an E6 that allows Baker to reach. Well, that's just the second error committed by the Space Cowboys this season, as Mickey Story is going to come out, and we'll see if that's going to be the end of the day for Tyler Ivy, who's at 75 pitches on the nose. He got the ground ball. That would have been the end of the inning, and we'll see if Story's going to take the ball away. Mickey has done this a couple of times in the few years that we've been here. Ivy was had the ball in his hand, but Story, now he's going to point out to the bullpen. I think that he was probably asking Ivy if he felt like he had one more in him, but then ultimately makes the decision to go to the bullpen. However, what a night for Tyler Ivy. 4 2/3 shutout innings, He leaves with a man on who reached on an error with three strikeouts this evening. We've got a call to the bullpen for the Space Cowboys. Introduce you to the new left-hander on the other side. Scoreless between Sugarland and Durham on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever.
Pitching change for the Space Cowboys here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runner at first is Drew Baker, who reached on the error by Bryce Matthews. So Brody Rodning will come on to try and strand a man. First pitch on the way, and Simpson a sharp ground ball through on the right side, and that's going to allow for Baker to turn second and head into third with a base hit. And so Simpson gets just the second hit of the night for the Bulls as that moves Baker down to third.
Third
well, Baker has good speed as well. So this is a prime double steal situation here for the Space Cowboys or for the Durham Bulls, and that's why Hudson is going to come out and have a word with Rodning, and the entire infield is going to come and join him here. And I have to imagine that this is a conversation where the Space Cowboys are more than likely going to seed if Simpson steals second, because Baker has such good speed over at third base. You don't want to fall into the trap and allow the steal of second to open up the avenue for Baker to come in and score. But you have a dangerous hitter at the plate as well in Tanner Murray, who's 2-for-2 already tonight with a single and a double. Meeting on the mound is over. Space Cowboys infield plays back as Rodning, left-handed hurler, sets just above the chest, looks to first, and delivers. And that's down to the dirt, a really nice stop that time by Hudson. Simpson stays put at first, it's 1-0. No score between Sugarland and Durham here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rudy Rodning trying to strand a man over at third and keep this game scoreless. 1-0. Fastball, strike. That was a cutter that time, actually, at the top of the zone. And he evens up at 1-1. Murray now 10-for-20 this year at the plate in the early going. Next pitch. And a 1-1 is a touch downstairs with a cutter. It goes to 2-1. Of course, Rodning made his AAA debut on opening night for the Space Cowboys. He threw a 1-2-3 top of the ninth inning with the Space Cowboys trailing 3-0 at that point, but ended up getting the win thanks to their comeback. 2-1, there goes Simpson. And the pitch is high for a ball. Simpson is in with a stolen base, but that's part of what the Space Cowboys must have been talking about. Give up the steal of second for Simpson. Of course, that does open the avenue to where a base hit might score him, but you don't want to let Baker steal home. This set by Rodning. And here's the 3-1. That is low and outside. It's ball four, and so Murray earns the free pass. So the single by Simpson, and now Murray with a walk. That's the fourth overall walk issued by Sugarland. And again, this inning extended because of an error by Bryce Matthews on a bouncing ball that he had just kick off the heel of his glove. So now it's Bob Seymour. Dangerous left-handed batter, lefty-lefty matchup. As Rodning will step off and take a disengagement. Bases full and two outs. And the first offer to Seymour is hit in the air, out into left field. This could be trouble, heading back towards the bull and gone. A grand slam for Bob Seymour to break up the shutout. And the Bulls have their first runs at home of the season. They lead it 4-0. An opposite field muscle shot for Seymour out in the left field. That clears the 30-foot high wall and gives the Bulls a 4-0 advantage. And now it's Carson Williams as Rodning delivers home. Swing and a miss on a cutter. It's 0-1. Well, Seymour last season hit just 196 against lefties, but he did hit four home runs off of them. Next offer is fouled back. That's his first homer of the season. And RBIs 2 through 5 for the first baseman, Bob Seymour, whose grand slam gives the Bulls a 4-0 advantage. Now the 0-2 to Williams. Fastball, little in. One ball and two strikes. All four of those runs unearned. One to Tyler Ivey's unearned ledger. And the other three to Rodney. 1-2. Inside missed. That's because the final out should have been recorded on the bouncer by Drew Baker. 2-2. Down in the dirt. And so the count has run full now to Carson Williams. Tristan Peters waiting on deck. So an error, a single, a walk, and a grand slam. So the official scorer just made an interesting announcement here. The set and the 3-2. Swing and a miss, and Rodning strikes out Williams to end the bottom of the fifth. However, a Bob Seymour grand slam breaks up a string of 14 innings for the Space Cowboys that they hadn't allowed a run. But as we go to the sixth inning, it's now Durham 4 and Sugarland nothing on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
For the first time in this series, the Durham Bulls have a lead. 4-0 in favor of Durham as we start the sixth inning. Bulls will turn to their second relief pitcher of the night as they bring in the righty Cole Sulzer. They'll get the top of the order, and Quincy Hamilton leads it off for Sugarland. Pitch on the way, and that is at the knees for a strike to Quincy. It's 0-1. Sulzer making his second outing of the year. He's thrown one inning, given up a hit, hasn't allowed a run, and struck out one. Next pitch, and Hamilton a little tapper foul. And Quincy is 0-2 tonight. He was a strikeout victim back in the third, and he flied out to first back in the first inning. Sulzer full-length, dark blue sleeves from underneath the blue jersey top. Gets a swing and a miss here as Hamilton goes down on strikes on an elevated fastball at 93. The eighth strikeout of the night for the Space Cowboys. Thank God it's Shea Whitcomb. And the interesting announcement that was made over the PA here in the press box as we were rounding down the bottom of the fifth inning was the fact that the run for Tyler Ivey in the bottom of the fifth is unearned because the player reached on an error. Whitcomb taps it foul at home for strike number one. However, they said that all three runs to Brody Rodning's ledger were earned, but they were unearned runs for the team. 0-1. Whitcomb fouls another one back. It's 0-2. Jay's 0-2 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. Now, Rodning came in, he gave up the single to Simpson, walked Murray, and Bob Seymour, an opposite field grand slam right underneath the iconic bull down the left field line. The pitch down in the dirt, and Whitcomb takes for a ball. So Sugarland now is going to have to do something they haven't done yet this season, which is score more than four runs in a game. The Space Cowboys so far, they scored four on opening night to beat Oklahoma City 4-3. There's a 1-2. Whitcomb swings at a ball in the dirt. It's knocked down by Barrera. He'll come up and throw to Seymour over at first to complete the strikeout. Sugarland held to just two runs in each of their next three games. No runs on a hit. Two errors tonight for the Space Cowboys. Here's the first offer to Luis Guillorme. He fouls it straight back for strike number one. Guillorme walked back in the first inning. He was a strikeout victim his last time up in the fourth. Sulzer, the right-hander, 35 years old. He was with Durham for pretty much the entirety of last season. This pitch misses a little way to Guillorme. He did make six appearances with Tampa Bay. He also made four appearances with the New York Mets before coming to the Rays organization as Guillorme fouls this back. He made nine appearances with Durham last season. Pitch to a 2.08 ERA. The pitch is up and away. Sulzer, 35 years old. He just turned 35 back in the middle of March. He was originally a 25th round pick by Cleveland in 2013 out of Dartmouth. Next offer in Guillorme, a one hopper out to second. Westbrook fields cleanly, has time to plant his feet, and fire to first for the out. And Sugarland goes in order in the last of the sixth inning. At the top of the sixth, we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's the Durham Bulls 4, the Sugarland Space Cowboys 0 on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Cancer is never just cancer.
It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Space Cowboys trailing the Durham Bulls 4-0. Brody Rodning is back out for a full inning of work. We get the left-handed hitting Tristan Peters here to lead it off. Jamie Westbrook and then Kenny Piper set to follow. Peters waits on the first offer to him. He is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Peters, a native of Canada, but he went to college at Southern Illinois, where he was a seventh-round pick by the Brewers in 2021. The 0-1 is shot out into center field towards the gap, and that'll get down and split the gap and head to the wall. Corona's out there to pick it up. Peters into second, and he will be there standing with a double. So Tristan Peters gets his first extra base hit of the year. He gets a double, and the leadoff man is on now for Jamie Westbrook. It looks like Mickey Story was leaving in Brody Rodning. So to face the left-hander, Story will come out. Misael Tamarez has been getting warm, and he'll be in for the Space Cowboys here in the bottom of the sixth. So a call to the bullpen by the Space Cowboys. We'll introduce you to the new hurler coming up on the other side. Space Cowboys trailing at 4-0 on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Pitching change for the Space Cowboys as we play here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Sugarland will bring in the right-hander, Misael Tamarez, making his second outing of the year. Tamarez threw last on Saturday night against Oklahoma City, turned in a scoreless inning, gave up a hit and walked one, but didn't allow a run, got a ground ball double play to get out of his lone inning of work. Inherits a man at second with Jamie Westbrook coming to bat. And Samarez rocks home. And a first pitch called a strike on the inner edge. It's 0-1. So Bernie Rodning comes in, and he ends up facing five batters. He retired just one of them this evening. Samarez from the third base side comes home with an 0-1. High with the slider. It's one ball and one strike now to Westbrook. His last at bat, we were talking about a Westbrook, the definition of a minor league grinder after being drafted all the way back in 2013 by the Diamondbacks. The hold on the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. He didn't get real playing time at AAA until 2019, where he still played 98 games at AA. In 2021, though, he signed with the Brewers org and played 70 games with AAA Nashville. 1-2 delivery, and Westbrook strikes out on a high sinker. So Tamarez comes in and gets punch out, one gone. And Kenny Piper, the batter. For Westbrook, though, he started the year with Nashville, wasn't really playing in 2022. And so the Brewers granted him his release and let him go sign with the Detroit Tigers, where he played in 120 games with AAA Toledo. First offer misses in to the right-handed batting Piper. It's 1-0. Westbrook then spent all of 2023 with AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre, where he would have been teammates for a little while with Jesus Bastidas. Tamara's the 0-1. Gonna check that 1-0, and that misses in with a splitter. It's two balls and no strikes to Piper, who got his first hit of the season last night. He doubled in the eighth and has walked twice tonight. 4-0, Bulls leading the Space Cowboys here in the bottom of the sixth. And a 2-0 inside, nearly hit him. It's 3-0. Rounding it out on Westbrook, who Tamara struck out for the first out in the inning after playing 117 games. Scranton Wilkes-Barre finally got his shot in the big leagues with the Boston Red Sox last season in 2024. Pitch finds the inner half of the slider. Got into 21 games with the Red Sox and went 6-for-40. Did hit two doubles and two homers and drove in seven. 3-1. That's a strike. Slider. So Tamarez couldn't quite locate the splitter, but did find success with the slider. Has worked the count full here against Piper. Tamarez out of the stretch with Peters at second. And the payoff delivery fouled straight back. Westbrook elected free agency at the end of last season after the Red Sox had designated him for assignment. On August 12th, that would have been right around the time that they also cleared roster space and designated Brandon Walter for assignments. And Westbrook signing a free agent contract with the Rays in late February. 3-2 up and in, and Piper works his third free pass of the night. So a walk and a strikeout. After the double let off the inning, two men on with only one out. And I'll bring up Trace Barrera. Of course, some former Space Cowboys on the move today as it was announced that the New York Mets have signed both John Singleton and Nico Goodrum. First offer on the way. In there for a strike at his 0-1. Of course, Singleton was informed that he was not going to make the Astros opening day roster right before the team broke camp and came to Houston for their two exhibition games against Sugarland. 0-1. It was grounded right at home foul. So Singleton was granted his unconditional release, and he ends up signing a minor league deal with the Mets. And he'll be assigned to AAA Syracuse. Where Singleton, whenever he was with Sugarland in 2023, was a real bright spot for that squad and hit his way to the majors again. 0-2 delivery, swung on, tipped, and caught by Hudson. It's a strikeout for Tamarez. Went to the top of the zone at 96. Tamarez has punched a pair. Two gone now for Drew Baker. But it's David Stearns who he's obviously pulling the strings now with the Mets signing Singleton, because remember, it was the Brewers who gave Singleton, under David Stern's leadership, his first opportunity after he'd played in the Mexican League. He has come back to baseball. Pitch is swung on a miss for a strike by Baker. It's 0-1. 4-0 Durham leading Sugarland here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tomorrow's is 0-1. A little high. It's one ball and one strike. So Singleton will get a chance in the minors with the Mets. Of course, their everyday first baseman isn't going anywhere anytime soon. As the 1-1. That goes off of Hudson's glove. It takes a hard carom and kicks away. And Hudson is going to pick it up in front of the Space Cowboys dugout after it went rolling around and went straight back to the brick backstop and then kicked and went back up the first base side. Tamarez did a good job of covering home as Peters took a wide turn. And Misael immediately pointed at his chest to indicate that he made a mistake with the pitch that he threw. That's a wild pitch that lets both runners advance. And it brings the count to 2-1 now to Drew Baker. Tamarez strides home. Inner edge strike. Needed that. And he's been relying on the slider to find the zone here. The count now 2-2 to Baker, who reached on an error his last time up with two outs in the fifth. That sparked the rally for the Bulls. The grand slam by Bob Seymour, the only offense. 2-2 is high. That was a 96-mile-an-hour sinker. The count's now run full to Baker, with Chandler Simpson waiting on deck and first base open. Peters at third, Piper at second. And the 3-2. That is high for ball four. So the bases juiced again for the Bulls as the lineup turns back over to Simpson. Well, for Tamarez, it's good to see the velocity really returning for him. Remember, last season he began the year as a starter for Sugarland, but after a good start, struggled a little bit. Sean Buchanan is going to come out and make a trip to the mound to have a conversation with Tamarez. No one's warming in the Space Cowboys pen, so they're really relying on Tamarez to get out of this sixth inning. But Tamarez, remember, went on the development list, and a big piece of his return was that he dropped his arm angle. And in 2023, in a couple of relief appearances, Tamarez had shown that he could flash 99 with his fastball. He came back with that lower arm slot, and the velocity was down a little bit, but it has returned the more and more comfortable he's gotten with that lower arm angle. Conversation on the bump is over. It's Peters at third, Piper at second, and Baker at first. So good speed on the edges. And a speedy batter in Simpson. First pitch on the way. And that's a low and in with a sinker for ball one. Simpson singled and stole second back in the fifth. Of course, he was kind of given second base, but the man over at third, Space Cowboys, didn't want to open up the lane for a steal of home. 1-0 strike. Splitter that time. And it's even at 1-1 now. And Simpson, other than that, he's lined out to center his other two times up. 4-0 Bulls leading it as Tamarez brings it home. And a ground ball, first base side fair behind the bag, picked up by Whitcomb, and he'll win the foot race to first. So Tamarez walks the tightrope as he loads up the bases, but then gets out of it with a ground out. And we're on to the seventh inning. It's still Durham 4 and Sugarland nothing on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom?
That's more than a 5-minute proposition.
I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes, all in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Start of the seventh inning in Durham. It's the Bulls 4, the Space Cowboys nothing. Part of the order duo, Bryce Matthews, Zach Short, and Cesar Salazar against the right-hander Cole Sulzer. Matthews so far tonight 0 for 2. He has struck out and lined out to left. Shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a called for strike. Sugarland has been limited to just one hit tonight. Tommy Sacco Jr. with a single up the middle back in the fifth. Otherwise, they've worked a couple of walks and had a man reach on an error. This is grounded over on the left side. Long charge in for Murray. Gloves, fires to first, right into the waiting mitt of Seymour as Matthews, even with good speed, is retired, one gone. As we play here in the top of the seventh inning, it's time to take our first look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Presented by Continental Bus Lines, and we'll start back at Daikin Park where the Astros today were taking on the San Francisco Giants in the finale of that three-game set. And unfortunately for the Astros, Framber Valdez was touched up for 5 runs and is out. As the Astros end up falling today by a final score of 6-3 to the Giants. Pitch was a strike to Short, the next offer. Bounces it. Valdez today for the Astros, 5 innings, he gave up 5 runs on 4 hits, but a couple of home runs, walked 4 and struck out 9. Next offer's down low, and it's 2-1. Luis Contreras threw a scoreless inning for the Astros. Ryan Gusto made his second career appearance, gave up a run on 2 hits, but struck out 4 in 2 innings of work. And Rafael Montero a scoreless inning. Next pitch is a strike to Short. Wilmer Flores, though, has started the season on a heater. He hit his 4th home run of the season. Meanwhile, a familiar face to the PCL, Luis Matos, hit his first of the year. And Elliot Ramos with an RBI double to drive in a couple. 2-2, Short bends back, and the count has run full. Zach DiCenzo got his first start of the season and came away with an RBI single that started the scoring for the Astros in the bottom of the second. Jordan Alvarez singled in a couple of runs as well as Short pops this one up into center. Easy jog on for Simpson, gets to the spot, and makes a one-handed catch. Sulzer has retired all 5 that he has faced. Number 2 gone, it brings up Cesar Salazar. Lamont Wade Jr. hit his first home run of the year off of Gusto. So the Astros will now head on the road for the first time this year as they leave the friendly confines of Daikin Park with a 2-4 record. First offer on the way to Salazar. He thought about it but holds off and takes for a ball. Astros, overnight flight, and they will be in Minnesota tomorrow afternoon for a 3:10 Central Time game against the Twins. Salazar swings and misses here. And the count goes even at 1-1 to Cesar. Joe Ryan is going to get the start for the Twins. Meanwhile, Hunter Brown will look to be the stopper for the Astros in that game. Salazar, a one-handed swing and miss. And so the count goes to 1-2 now to Salazar. Sesser today 0-2 with a pop out to short and a strikeout. Space Cowboys trailing the Durham Bulls 4-0 here in this top of the seventh inning. Set by Sulcer and the 1-2. Salazar takes the slider down low. Of course, for the Twins, they will be opening up their home schedule tomorrow against Houston. As this is grounded up the middle, under the mound, waiting for it. Behind second is Williams. They'll fire to first in time to get the out. So the Space Cowboys go in order at the top of the seventh. It is time to stretch it. Sugarland still trailing Durham 4-0. The Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print. Financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Now pitching for the Space Cowboys, number 51, Blake Wyman.
Lefty Blake Wyman is on the bump for the Space Cowboys to kick off the bottom of the seventh inning. Sugarland currently trailing Durham 4-0. Wyman will get 2-3-4 in the order. Murray, Bob Seymour, and Carson Williams. So Misael Tamarez comes in and procures three outs. He walked two and struck out a couple. So here's Wyman, who deals home. And a first pitch is fouled back by Murray for a strike. Well, Murray has reached all three times tonight. He singled in the first, doubled in the third, and he drew a walk that set the stage for Bob Seymour's grand slam a couple of innings ago in the fifth. It's the only offense for either side tonight. This is wrapped up the middle and into center field. A solid base hit for Murray and his third hit of the night. So Murray continues his hot hitting to start the year, and Wyman has to operate with a man on as Bob Seymour comes to bat. Wyman making his second outing of the season with Sugarland. His only other appearance came during the series against Oklahoma City. He pitched on Saturday night, gave up two runs on three hits in an inning of work. Deals here, and that pitch misses a little in this lefty-lefty matchup for ball one. Wyman signed as a minor league free agent by the Astros with an invitation to spring training in January of 2025. Seymour half-hearted swing on a breaking pitch for a strike. That's 1-1. Now, Wyman was originally an eighth round pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 2017 draft out of Kansas. 1-1. Bouncer foul over towards the Space Cowboys dugout. It's 1-2 now to Seymour. When he was at Kansas, Wyman was a starter for the first couple of years of his career. But then his junior season, he moved to the bullpen. He had great success. Went 5-1 with a 2.80 ERA in 30 appearances, all of them in relief. 1-2, got him swinging. Fastball top of the zone at 92, and Wyman secures his first strikeout of the night. One gone for Carson Williams. Now Wyman, 55 strikeouts over 30 appearances for the Jayhawks. Now he is rock chalk through and through. First pitch on the way. Missed a little in for a ball. It's 1-0 to Williams. Rest of the check of the out-of-town scoreboard as we play here in the bottom of the seventh inning, presented by Continental Bus Lines, as Wyman deals and Williams waves out in front of a sweeper. And so it goes to one ball and one strike. Interleague continues in Round Rock tonight as the Express hosts the Toledo Mudhens. This is lined out into right field. Hamilton coming on, goes down to a dive and catches it. Fires into first, but retreating to first is Murray. Quincy Hamilton, though, makes a great feet-first sliding catch to haul it in for out number two and take away a base hit from Carson Williams. That was an excellent play out and right by Hamilton, who has really flashed the leather a couple of times this season early on. And even more impressive is that he went into a feet-first slide, popped up, and spun and threw all in one motion. First pitch to Peters, misses wide for a ball. It's 1-0. Well, we mentioned interleague play. The Round Rock Express hosting Toledo tonight in game two of their series. Round Rock getting an 8-4 win over the Mudhens last night. Swing and a miss. Peters was off balance as he whiffed through an off-speed. And it's even on 1-1. With the Space Cowboys and Bulls starting their series first last night, our action officially became the first ever interleague series between the International League and the Pacific Coast League. 1-1 is popped up out into center. Jogging on is Corona following him. Sacco. Corona calls off the left fielder and makes a one-handed catch over his head with the last out in the bottom of the seventh. So Wyman gives up a leadoff single, but nothing else in a scoreless last of the seventh. The head of the eighth inning. It's the Durham Bulls 4 and the Sugarland Space Cowboys nothing. And Sugarland Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Start of the eighth inning here in game two of the six-game set between the Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Durham Bulls. 4-0 Durham leading the Space Cowboys, and a new hurler on for the Bulls. It's the right-hander Eric Orzy. He gets the bottom third of the order. Kennedy Corona will lead it off in this righty-righty matchup. Or is he ready? And the first pitch on the way. And Corona smacks it back to the netting for strike one. Orzy, 6'4", 205-pound right-hander, 27 years old. Native of Elk Grove, Illinois, but went to UNO, the University of New Orleans. It was a fifth-round pick. That was the last round of the COVID-shortened draft back in 2020 by the Mets as Corona puts a charge into this one. Out towards deep left field. This one is back to the alley, and it is over the yellow line and gone. And Kennedy Corona strokes his first home run of the season, and the Space Cowboys are on the board here in the top of the eighth inning as they trail it 4-1. That had just enough to get over the 8-foot-high wall out and left as he rides a changeup out of here. And the Space Cowboys break up the shutout. Corona has put together a lot better plate appearances this season than we saw towards the back half of last year. His swing decisions look a lot better. And that one taken out for a homer. First pitch misses into Tommy Sacco Jr. for a ball. It is 1-0. The hold and the 1-0. Striking the knees, it's even at 1-1. So we'll see if that can serve as a spark. Space Cowboys have come back from 3 down in a game already this season. Now they just need to find base runners and find a way to get some hits. Sacco, a tapper foul over on the first base side. Right-hander Rhett Koba has gotten up and started throwing for Sugarland, so it looks like Blake Wyman is going to be done after 1 inning tonight. Sacco behind on the count, 1-2 against the right-hander Orzy. Here it is. Down in the dirt with a changeup. Orzy made his major league debut with the Mets last season. Appeared in 2 games with New York. It didn't go particularly well for the righty. He gave up 4 runs in an inning and 2/3. The next offer. And Sacco swings and misses for a strikeout. So Orzy gets his first punch out of the night, 1 gone. Orzy was traded from New York here to the Tampa Bay Rays in the offseason. He was a one-for-one swap for former Skeeter and Space Cowboy Jose Siri. That's how Siri ended up with the Mets. Orzy came back to the Bulls and to Tampa Bay. This pitch is in there for a strike. The slider, it's 0-1 now to Hudson, who's 0-2 tonight. He reached on an error back in the third, and he flied out to a relatively deep right back in the fifth. Orzy the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a slider, and it's 0-2 now to Hudson. Space Cowboys trailing at 4-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. Kennedy Corona has gotten Sugarland on the board thanks to a solo homer here in the top of the eighth inning, his first of the year. And second career home run at AAA. The 0-2 delivery bounced foul over on the third base side by the right-handed batter Hudson. It stays at 0-2. Orzy belt high set as he deals. And Hudson can't check his swing. He goes around on a slider and he knew it. Back-to-back strikeouts after the home run by Orzy. And two gone as the lineup flips back over to Quincy Hamilton. Hamilton 0-3 tonight. He struck out each of his last 2 times up. The first pitch to him. And Quincy thought about it and takes a changeup that levitates on the outer half for a strike. Orzy, in his first season in the minors, climbed all the way up to AAA Syracuse. This is swung on a tip foul. Began the year with High A Brooklyn. As Hamilton will take time. And it wasn't just a shortcut of coffee. He made 13 appearances with Brooklyn 11 appearances with Binghamton, that's double A for the Mets, and then made 10 appearances in relief for Syracuse. Pitch on the way. Check swing. Did he go around? And no appeal, as that was obviously not enough for a swing for Hamilton. So there's a 1-2 now to Quincy. Shane Whitcomb waiting on deck. Sugarland trailing it 4-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. Righty Orzy, the pitch. And it misses wide with a changeup. The entire infield for the Bulls had, in synchronization, started walking off the field, but that changeup, Statcast had it just a little off the zone. The count's evened up at 2-2 to Quincy. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, so he got him that time out in front of a changeup. As Orzy bounces back to strike out the side. However, Sugarland gets their first run thanks to a solo homer by Kennedy Corona, his first of the year. We move to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the Sugarland Space Cowboys 1 and the Durham Bulls 4. Now this from your local stations.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Space Cowboys get on the board in the top of the eighth inning, but they still trail the Durham Bulls 4-1 as we start at the bottom of the eighth inning. And Sugarland will bring in a new hurler from the bullpen as they'll turn to the right-hander, Rhett Koba. Now, Koba will get Jamie Westbrook, Kenny Piper, and Trace Barrera, the three scheduled to hit in this inning against Koba. First offer comes home. That misses a little wide for a ball. Curveball from Rhett. It's one ball and no strikes. So Blake Wyman, a shutout inning, gives up a hit but strikes out one. Next offer at the knees, and it's 1-1. Only runs in this game came back in the fifth inning. Tyler Ivey, the starter tonight, was brilliant. Had a man reach, though, on an error with two outs in the fifth. Pitch is a called strike. And it goes to 1-2 now to Westbrook, who's 0-3 tonight with a strikeout. Couple of strikeouts and a foul out. After the error, though, a single, a walk, and then a two-out grand slam by Bob Seymour, the only runs in this game for Durham. This is stretch four, pushed over the mound, coming on, and Matthews can't make a bare-handed play as he charges in from shortstop on the infield, and Westbrook will reach on what will likely be scored and probably should be scored as an infield single. It's going to be a tough play for Matthews to try and come in and pick that up on a bouncer with one hand. And indeed, it will be an infield single. Not a bad pitch from Koba. It was a sweeper well off the plate, but Westbrook just stretched out and yanked it on the ground just out of the reach of Koba and too far in for Matthews to charge. Now it's Piper, and he takes a healthy cut and a miss of the fastball for a strike. Piper has not been retired tonight. He has walked all three times that he has come to the plate. The 0-1. curveball, tried to put it at the bottom of the zone and missed. The count evens up at 1-1 now. Meanwhile, for Sugarland, the only offense for them tonight, a Kennedy Corona solo homer in the top of this inning. The hold on the 1-1. Low. There goes the 2-1 now to Piper. Finishing our check of the out-of-town scoreboard. They're in the top of the third inning. Round Rock is currently trailing Toledo, or currently scoreless with Toledo, excuse me, in the top of the third inning. Next offer, way high. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City is currently trailing El Paso 1-0. That game is in the bottom of the third at Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. Of course, news today for the Dodgers as they made a trade with the Athletics, as Cobo will take a step off here. And it's a name that we saw over the weekend as the right-hander Carlos Duran, who started on Saturday night, was traded to the Athletics. 3-1, fouled straight back. That was so that way the Dodgers could acquire Estuary Ruiz, the speedy outfielder who the Athletics had designated for assignment. So, a case where the Dodgers add on the speedy Ruiz. So, he'll probably just fill one of those pinch hit, pinch run situations for them. As the offer, swing and a miss. Koba gets Piper to strike out, so he's retired for the first time tonight. And that is out number one here in the bottom of the eighth inning. But it's feasible that when the Space Cowboys, after their six-game series at home against the Albuquerque Isotopes next week, head on the road and go to Las Vegas, they might see Carlos Duran again. And pitching in a different uniform. First offer to Trace Barrera. And a breaking ball, bottom of the zone for a called strike. Meanwhile, in the bottom of the first inning, the Albuquerque Isotopes have gotten out to a 1-0 lead over Salt Lake. That was when they were on the wrong end of it last night. Pitch is a little inside. It's 1-1. Albuquerque got beat 15-1 last night by the Salt Lake Bees at Isotopes Park. Next offer from Koba is just tip foul. And so the count goes to 1-2 to Trace Barrera, who's 0-3 today with a couple of strikeouts. He also grounded into a 5-4-3 double play back in the fifth. But meanwhile, two more games coming up later tonight. 8:05 Central Time, Reno will host Tacoma at Greater Nevada Field. 1-2 fastball narrowly misses the inner edge. And so the count evens up at 2-2 to Barrera with Drew Baker waiting on deck. And Las Vegas is hosting Sacramento tonight. That game won't get started until 8:35 Central Time. The 2-2. Grounder, third base side, long run in. Guillorme collects. All he can do is put it in his pocket. Barrera almost couldn't have placed that any better as it bounced right inside of the third base line, and Guillorme picked it up just in front of the bag, but it was going to stay fair. So an infield single. That lets Westbrook move to second. A couple of infield singles here against Koba as Drew Baker comes to bat. And with the fact that Las Vegas is at home, and we are obviously here in Durham tonight, the Pacific Coast League has games in all four time zones. This is fouled off right side. It's 0-1. By virtue of, obviously, Oklahoma City and Round Rock being in the central time zone tonight, and Albuquerque is in the mountain time zone. Still early on in the season, but Oklahoma City, the Comets, 3-1 with the best record, tied with Tacoma, as this is a high fly ball into left, but playable. Coming on is Sacco, who'll make the squeeze in relatively shallow left center. That'll hold the runners in place. And two gone in the inning as it turns back over to Chandler Simpson. Space Cowboys will have one final chance at the top of the ninth inning. It looks like Eric Orsi is going to come back out for the top of the ninth with nobody throwing in the bullpen for Durham. Sugarland will have the three guys you want up, 2-3-4 in the order, Whitcomb, Guillorme, and Bryce Matthews. 4-1, Durham leading Sugarland here in the eighth. First offer to Simpson, down around the feet of Simpson, and he and Hudson kind of bump into each other a couple of times. But no harm, no foul. Runners stay put. It's ball one. Simpson so far today singled, stole a base, and scored a run in the fifth. Otherwise, he's grounded out and lined out to center twice. 1-0, that's a sharply struck ball out towards the gap and left. That's going to split the gap, and it rolls all the way out to the wall. That's going to easily score Westbrook. Here comes Barrera behind him, and heading third with a head-first slide as he loses the helmet. And tripling in two runs is Chandler Simpson. It is 6-1. An opposite field gapper that Corona came over, and it got by him, and then Sacco wasn't there to cut it off. I think that really Corona's probably got to slide and get himself in front of that ball. But two more runs score, and the Bulls take a 6-1 lead. Simpson displays his speed and drives in two. So now it's Tanner Murray. And the offer from Koba, here it is. And that is sharply struck out in the left, but coming on Sacco, spears it chest high. And that's how the frame comes to a close. But the Bulls add on two more thanks to two infield hits and a triple by Chandler Simpson. We move on to the ninth inning. Last chance for the Space Cowboys. They trail at 6-1 as we go that way on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Last chance for the Space Cowboys as we start the top of the ninth inning. Sugarland trailing Durham 6-1. 2-3-4, Whitcomb, Guillorme, and Matthews scheduled to hit for Sugarland. Right-hander Eric Orzy is back out for a second inning of work. And because he came on with a four-run lead in the eighth, might be in line to try and finish off a save opportunity. Gets Shane Whitcomb to lead it off. And Shea swings and crushes this. Deep left field towards the corner, and a leaping catch is made just shy of the wall by Tristan Peters. It sounded great off the bat, and you thought it might go bounding off of that wall in left field. But Whitcomb, a bullet for an out. And that's out number one here in the ninth inning. So with one out, it's Luis Guillorme. First offer on the way. He is a little off the plate with a sinker at 93. It's 1-0. Well, the good news for Shea is that when he is making contact with the ball early on, it has been very loud. And a couple of them he's hit right at people or has had defenders just make really good plays against him. Pitch misses, and it's two balls and no strikes now. So Guillorme. Guillorme 0 for 2 today. The ground out, a strikeout, and he walked back in the first. 2-0. Can't check his swing as he goes around on an inner-edge slider, and it's 2-1. Only run in this game for Sugarland, a solo homer by Kennedy Corona an inning ago. And now it looks like Orzy is having a pitch comm issue as Trace Barrero will walk out towards the mound. And Orzy is gesturing to the dugout, asking for another pitch comm. He hands it off to Barrera, and our home plate umpire, Dan Merzel, is out there just to make sure that that does not turn into conversations about how to pitch Guillorme. Because then it would count as a mound visit, but instead it just goes down as a pitch comm delay. Everybody set again, the 2-1. Guillorme watches a sinker on the outer half for a strike. And it evens up at 2-2. Space Cowboys got back to 500 with a win yesterday, trying to dodge falling the game back below 500 as this is spanked foul and out of play over the left field stands. And so it stays even at 2-2 to Guillorme. Series does continue tomorrow night. Another 5:35 p.m. Central Time first pitch. The lefty Colton Gordon will make his second start of the year as Guillorme swings and tips it in and out of the mitt of the catcher Barrera to stay alive. One out, base is empty. Infield swung around slightly for Guillorme to pull, but not the extreme pull shift that you could do on the infield. 2-2, swung on a missed. Got him on a changeup. And Guillorme is down on strike, so the last hope for the Space Cowboys tonight is Bryce Matthews, as that's the fourth strikeout of the night for Orzy. Space Cowboys, after they struck out 16 times last night, that's their 13th punch out of the night. First offer on the way. And Matthews watches a fastball, outer half slider for a called strike. Bryce 0-for-3 tonight, but he has put the ball in play a couple of times, including a sharp line out to the left back in the fourth. The 0-1. Strike called, and Sugarland down to their last strike. Trailing at 6-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. Right-hander Eric Orzy. Right arm dangling with the ball, now comes up straight and sets belt high. And the pitch to Matthews is high. This with a sinker at 93. And it goes to 1-2. Orzy brings it home again. And Matthews a ground ball over to third. Charged on, a hop by Murray, shuffles the feet, fires, and that's the ball game. Space Cowboys are held to just two hits for a second consecutive night. However, this evening, they're unable to keep the Bulls off the board as they fall to Durham by a final score of 6-1. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Even final totals from tonight's game. Take a look around the PCO. Be set for tomorrow's action. Space Cowboys fall tonight. Postgame show is next on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow. I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor,
electricity, plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes, all in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Welcome back to Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Space Cowboys fall tonight against Durham by a final score of 6-1. Garrett Green with you here. Let's take you back through tonight's action. And for the Space Cowboys, they were held without a hit through their first 4 1/3 innings this evening. Tommy Sacco Jr. singled in the fifth. But other than that, the Space Cowboys were really shut down by Connor Siebold, who went 4 shutout innings tonight. On the other side of things, Tyler Ivey, in his first outing in an official game in over 1,000 days, was incredible in his first outing with Sugar Land. He gave up a one-out single in the first, but then got a 3-6-1 double play to get out of the inning. He walked a couple in the second, but stranded runners on the edges with a strikeout of Trace Barrera. And then in the third, gave up a two-out double and a pass ball. They got Bob Seymour to strike out on a curveball. Ivy threw a 1-2-3 fourth and then looked like he was going to be able to get through the fifth inning after he walked Kenny Piper and got a 5-4-3 double play to cancel him out. Drew Baker then hit a grounder to short, but Bryce Matthews committed a fielding error, and that kicked off the only real scoring string of the game for the Durham Bulls. In came the left-hander Brody Rodning. He gave up a single to Chandler Simpson, and Tanner Murray walked to load up the bases for Bob Seymour, who hit a go-ahead opposite field grand slam to give Durham a 4-0 lead. Space Cowboys would go in order in the sixth and seventh. Kennedy Corona, though, hit his first home run of the season in the eighth to get Sugarland on the board. However, the Space Cowboys would not get a base runner the rest of the way. And in the eighth inning, Jamie Westbrook and Trace Barrera both reached on infield singles, and with two outs, Chandler Simpson split the gap with a 2 RBI triple to drive in a couple and give the Bulls a 6-1 lead that they would hold on to and defeat the Space Cowboys tonight. Let's go ahead and take a look at scores around the rest of the Pacific Coast League. They're currently headed to the fourth inning at Dell Diamond, scoreless between Round Rock and Toledo. Meanwhile, El Paso has added on a run in the top of the fourth inning. They currently lead the Comets 2-0. They're in the middle of the second inning at Albuquerque Isotopes Park, and it's Albuquerque 3 and Salt Lake nothing. Meanwhile, they have just gotten started in Reno, scoreless between the Rainiers and the Reno Aces. Tacoma coming into that game at 3-1, tied with Oklahoma City for the best record in the PCL. And they'll get started a little bit later tonight. Las Vegas hosting Sacramento. The Aviators are also out to a 3-1 start. And on the Major League scoreboard today, Astros in the falling in the series finale this afternoon against the Giants at Daikin Park by a final score of 6-3. Astros now head on the road, and they will have a 4:10 first pitch Central Time tomorrow against the Minnesota Twins, who are opening up their home schedule tomorrow. So the Astros will have a day game tomorrow and then an off day on Friday. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, 1 run on 2 hits. They committed 2 errors and left 3 men on base this evening. For the Durham Bulls, 6 runs on 9 hits. They committed 1 error tonight, and they end up leaving 8 men on base. The winning pitcher tonight is the right-hander Antonio Menendez. He improves to 1-0. Tough loss for Tyler Ivey, who doesn't allow an earned run. The run that scored was unearned because it reached on a walk, but he's still saddled with the loss. He is 0-1. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a crowd of 6,022 on what started off as a 73-degree cloudy night here in Durham. With the win, the Bulls are now 3-2. With the loss, the Space Cowboys are now 2-3, and the 6-game series is level at a game apiece. Next up, it's another 5:35 p.m. Central Time first pitch tomorrow night. For the Space Cowboys, they'll turn to the left-hander Colton Gordon, no record with a 1.8 ERA. Meanwhile, for Durham, they'll turn to the lefty Ian Seymour, 1-0. He has not allowed an earned run this season. First pitch comes your way at 5:35 p.m. Central Time tomorrow night, so we're on the air for you at around 5:20 tomorrow, all across the Space Cowboys broadcast network. Well, the big thanks to everyone who made our broadcast this evening possible, but the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Wednesday night, whether you're with us for an out, an inning, or the entirety of tonight's contest. We're so thrilled that you made Sugar Land Space Cowboys baseball a part of your night. So for our entire broadcast crew, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Your final score, the Durham Bulls 6, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 1. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. Until then, good night from Tobacco Road.